This is KLCC News. I'm Rachel McDonald. Francesco Lecce-Chong is wrapping up his second season as music director of the Eugene Symphony. This week, he'll conduct the performance of Verdi's Requiem.
Verdi's Requiem is such a wonderful way to finish off what has been just a wonderful second season here in Eugene. It's a work that has remained so popular in the repertoire and really has lived on in the imaginations of people. I mean, it's one of the very first concerts I can remember my parents taking me to. I think I was like 12 years old, and I was really proud of myself because it was the first concert that I had fully stayed awake for the entire time. I remember being really pleased with myself, and part of the reason was just the drama in this 90-minute piece. I mean, it's one of the longest stretches in a concert where you'll sit without an intermission. It's Verdi's Requiem. And yet, despite it being that long, no one ever complains because every moment is just filled with such remarkable drama. It's going to feature the Eugene Symphony Chorus and four incredible vocal soloists. So there's just the way Verdi uses all of the different elements really turn it into a remarkable kind of monument to choral music.
You mentioned that this has been your second season with the symphony. Can you talk about how the season has gone? And I understand you've done some new and different things this time.
This has been a remarkable season for me because it's the very first season that I have programmed as a music director in my life. So what's been incredible is the planning process for the season was very intense. But now getting a chance to actually conduct each program that I've created, I feel like I'm learning more and more with each program I conduct about the kind of music director I want to be, the kind of concerts that went exactly the way I wanted. Some went better, some were a little more challenging, but learning so much through each program. You know, we opened with three concerts to celebrate the Leonard Bernstein Centennial in the fall. And then after a year and a half of planning, actually, last month in April, we had the performance of a project called The Color of Sound, which was the music of Alexander Scriabin, and a huge community-wide kind of celebration and study of color and music and how they go together. Just an incredible, massive effort. It's certainly one of the most large-scale projects I'll be a part of for a very long time. And it came off so well and in such an amazing way that in many ways it's almost hard to top that off with Verdi, which of course we will because the music is so remarkable.
Do you feel like the kinds of performances that you've had have helped to sort of diversify what the symphony offers and maybe bring different audiences to the symphony?
Yeah, I mean that's what I'm trying to look at. You know, it's always difficult, and at the end of the day, you know, I think so much of our music is in how we present it, more so than the music itself. But my own personal interest, of course, is in diversifying our repertoire as much as possible. One of my big things is, making sure that we present music of today's living composers. And, you know, I think there's a general feeling among the public that new music is something that's challenging. And oftentimes what they're talking about is actually music from like the 70s and the 80s and the 90s, when there kind of was a movement in new music where it wanted to be challenging to an audience, and it kind of took it as a sense of pride to push them in the wrong way. But the next generation of composers, the composers that are writing now, are so incredible, and they are writing music that really wants to communicate something to its audience, just like all great music in the past has done. You know, it's certainly a composer's personal touch, but it also needs to communicate something to its audience. And one of the great things this year is we announced a 4-year commissioning project starting next year, and it will commission four major full symphonies from four composers over the next 4 years. It's the largest new music venture this symphony has undertaken, and one of the largest in the country. And that's really exciting for me to have a chance to do something like that. And that's a chance to really kind of set the standard, in my opinion, of what new music is and what it is capable of in the concert hall.
You're closing out the classical season with Verdi, and then what's the final concert?
So, yes, we have one last concert in our season. It's June 1st, and it's called SymFest. This was actually a project that was started a couple seasons before I arrived. Marin Alsop actually came back and did the first one, and it was this idea of having beer tastings and wine tastings and food trucks and the music being kind of this whole kaleidoscope of everything from classical to jazz and kind of just a celebration of music and the orchestra in general.
Francesco Lecce-Chong is music director of the Eugene Symphony. He conducts Verdi's Requiem Thursday evening at the Holt Center in Eugene. You can find out more about this concert and the upcoming SymFest at our website, klcc.org. Rachel McDonald, KLCC News.